This is Voices of Better Medicine. Hi, it's Mick Lee. And throughout the year, we're talking with the experts at Northwestern Medicine about the health issues that matter to you. This week, we have Dr. Eumanns, advanced heart failure and transplant cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Eumanns, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Mick. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to discuss a topic that really is near and dear to my heart.
So some people, including myself, may be surprised to learn that there is, in fact, a difference between heart failure and heart attacks. Can you explain the difference?
You know, to understand heart failure, I think it's really important to understand the basic function of the heart. So the heart itself, it serves as a pump that sits in the chest and helps to supply the body with oxygen and the nutrients that it needs really to survive. So a heart attack on one end is when there are blockages in the arteries that supply the heart, and that can cause the heart, unfortunately, to become weak. But heart failure is a condition where the heart gets injured by something like a heart attack or by many other different things that can cause the heart to be injured. And that causes a number of different issues with the function of the heart. The body can no longer, unfortunately, meet the needs of the blood supply. And so patients can develop symptoms related to that.
Does heart failure happen suddenly? What brings it on?
There are several conditions that can cause heart failure. A heart attack, as we mentioned, or a blockage in the arteries of the heart can cause it. But many other conditions can cause it too. For example, high blood pressure, or what we call hypertension, over a period of time can cause the heart to become stiff and lead to heart failure. There are valves in the heart that help to stop blood from flowing back into the various chambers. If those valves become diseased, that can also cause heart failure. There are infections and toxins and other diseases that can cause proteins, for example, to deposit into the heart. And all of those can additionally cause the clinical entity of heart failure. The good thing, though, is that no matter what the cause of heart failure, thankfully we have really good treatments for the condition. It's important for us to understand the cause because we can target our treatments towards that cause. For example, we can treat blockages in the arteries of the heart with stents. The foundation of treatment of heart failure and arguably all heart disease starts with lifestyle. Things like healthy diet, regular exercise, avoiding smoking, keeping blood pressure controlled, blood sugar levels, and controlling them if one has diabetes, trying to maintain a healthy weight, controlling cholesterol, and getting adequate sleep. In addition to these, what the American Heart Association has termed Life's Simple Seven, we have really great medicines for many forms of heart failure that help patients feel better, stay out of the hospital, improve their heart function, and most importantly, live longer. I wouldn't say heart failure is curable by any means, but it is definitely treatable by taking these steps.
This is Voices of Better Medicine. We're talking with Dr. Eumanns, advanced heart failure and transplant cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at Northwestern Medicine. And we're talking about heart failure. Dr. Eumanns, what are the warning signs that a person may experience?
Shortness of breath, particularly when you're sleeping. If you're laying flat and you feel short of breath or wake up gasping for air, that's another symptom of heart failure. Generalized fatigue, so not having a lot of energy when you're doing your day-to-day activities. If the heart failure has progressed, potentially patients can experience things like leg swelling or belly swelling. So once we put all those constellations of symptoms together, we have to question, okay, what is causing it? And then we start to look and evaluate the heart, things like an EKG to look at the electrical activity. And importantly, if we're concerned about something like heart failure, then oftentimes we'll get an imaging study called an echocardiogram, an ultrasound of the heart. That gives us a ton of information about how well the heart is functioning. If we find that there is an issue with the heart that we can identify and a patient has these symptoms, then we've made that clinical diagnosis of heart failure.
So once a patient is diagnosed with heart failure, what are the major goals of treatment that you focus on with them?
First is understanding what has caused the heart failure. Second is making sure we educate patients about their disease process. And third is getting all of the medicines that we know can help patients. If medicines aren't enough, and unfortunately patients' disease processes still progress, Northwestern Medicine is equipped to still help patients feel better and live longer. And what I think is really important is our collegial environment in order for us to do that. So we have a huge team of advanced heart failure cardiologists, cardiac surgeons, social workers, pharmacists, nurses, clinical educators, who are all focused on helping patients do better. When I mentioned those quote-unquote advanced therapies, things like heart transplantation, where if your disease has progressed to a point where you no longer can keep your current heart, we actually can go out and find donor hearts and implant those at Northwestern Medicine. The other option for advanced therapies are things like LVADs, which is called left ventricular assist device, which sits at the end of the heart and actually takes over the pumping function of the heart. Again, with the ultimate goal being of helping patients feel better, live longer, and spend more time with their family and loved ones.
Dr. Eumann's advanced heart failure and transplant cardiologist and assistant professor of medicine at Northwestern Medicine, thank you for saving lives. And thank you for giving us more information on this important topic. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
This really was a pleasure, and thanks so much for having me.